follow along with the online version of this book, which can be found at nyc.gov/emergency-management.
Welcome to the audiobook, Ready New York, Choose Your Own Path to Preparedness, Sharks in the Crosswalk, brought to you by New York City Emergency Management. This story will teach you how you can prepare for and respond to an emergency by having a plan. Let's get ready to go on a preparedness adventure. Turn to page 3 to start reading. Sharks in the Crosswalk. Ben liked playing a pickup game of basketball after school. Being in middle school, he spent a lot of the day sitting at a desk, so an hour or so running up and down the court gave him energy. When the game was over, he grabbed his sweatshirt and wiped the sweat from his neck.
Where are you going? Gotta run home to shower before I pick up my little sister from her after-school program, Ben told his friend Mikey as he made his way off the basketball court.
Ben headed toward his apartment building, listening to music. When he rounded the corner, Ben saw that his street was lined with city trucks, utility vehicles, orange cones, and wooden barriers. A police cruiser was parked behind one of the barriers, its lights flashing. The garbled sound of two-way radios was everywhere, and a strange, rushing whooshing made the block sound less like the city and more like a riverside. What in the world was going on? Turn to next page, page 4, to continue. Ben climbed the front stairs of a neighboring building to get a better look. In the middle of the intersection, by the entrance to his apartment building, a burbling, gurgling mound of water seemed to boil up out of the street. Water was rushing everywhere.
Kid! Hey, kid!
Ben looked down and saw a man in a green vest pointing up at him with a walkie-talkie.
You live in one of these buildings. I'm with the Community Emergency Response Team, the man with the walkie-talkie said, holding up his ID badge. See, it's written as CERT on my badge. The name's O'Mara.
What's going on, Mr. O'Mara? Ben asked.
Turn to next page, page 5, to continue.
Water main break and the power's been turned off, the man said. These buildings are being evacuated. What's your name?
My name's Ben. I live there, Ben said, pointing at the neighboring building.
Okay, Ben, I can help you. Do you have somewhere to go, some place where your family can find you? Or do you need to go up to your apartment?
Ben goes up to his apartment. Turn to page 6 to find out what happens next.
I need to go up to my apartment, Ben told Mr. O'Mara. I have some things I need to get up there. My family has a meeting place written on an emergency card that's on our refrigerator. And I have a go bag.
Mr. O'Mara smiled.
That's great, Ben. You're probably not going to be able to stay here tonight, so having a go bag is a smart idea. I'll take you in through the back entrance to your building. Then you can go up to your apartment and get what you need.
Ben and Mr. O'Mara walked together past a barricade where a police officer stood with a clipboard and a walkie-talkie. Ben gave her his name and apartment number and was cleared to be escorted into the building. Then another CERT member walked with him up to his floor. Ben unlocked the door and went inside. Alone in his apartment, it felt good to be in a safe, familiar place after the hubbub on the street. He went to the window and looked down. He could see the gaping hole, the white water rushing out on the street, and the emergency workers going in every direction. Maybe I'll just watch the action for a few minutes, Ben thought. But he also knew he had to get his go bag and look on the refrigerator to remind himself where his family's emergency meeting place is. Ben decides to get his go bag and head to the family meeting place. Turn to page 10 to find out what happens next. Ben went straight to his bedroom. In his closet was his bright red go bag, packed with everything he'd need in just about any emergency. As tempted as he was to gather his video games to take with him, he knew there might not be time. He also remembered that he had a few comic books in his go bag to help him keep busy. On the way out of his bedroom, Ben grabbed his small flashlight and then went into the kitchen. There he saw the emergency card on the refrigerator.
Duh, of course, Ben said. The elementary school. That's our family meeting place.
With his go bag in hand, Ben locked his family's apartment and set off down the hallway.
It sure is quiet around here, someone said behind him.
Turning, Ben saw his neighbor, Mrs. Hawthorne. Are you going to a shelter or something? Ben asked.
I don't know what to do, Mrs. Hawthorne said from her doorway. I have to take care of Mr. Melvin. Mr. Melvin?
Ben repeated.
Your cat!
Heading toward the elevator, Ben added,
You know, you can bring your cat to the emergency shelter. You just need to have him in a carrier. Talk to the guy in the green vest. but we're not allowed to stay here tonight. Once he was back on the street, Ben went straight to Mr. O'Mara and showed him his go bag. Turn to the next page, page 11.
You know where you're going to meet your family?
Yes, sir. The elementary school. I just checked our emergency card. My little sister is there in the after-school program.
Get to your sister, kid. Be safe, Mr. O'Mara said.
Ben snapped his headphones around his head, but then pulled them back down again.
Oh, one other thing, he said. My neighbor in apartment 3D is still upstairs. She's worried about her cat. Can someone go talk to her?
Sure will. Thanks for telling me, Mr. O'Mara said. Peace out.
Ben walked away smiling. Peace out? Who says that anymore? He thought to himself. Ben felt good. He'd made the right choice to go where he and his parents agreed they should go. And just by chance, his sister's elementary school also had been designated as the local emergency shelter. In just another block, he'd be there.
Hey, Ben! Hey, Ben! Where are you going?
Ben had been lost in his thoughts and didn't even see his friends Adam and Mike D approaching. Mike D put out his hand to shake Ben's.
What's up, Ben?
Mike D asked. Taking off his headphones, Ben replied,
It's been the weirdest afternoon. Did you hear about the water main break? Adam asked. I think it's down near where you live, Benny. They say the street's under 5 feet of water and a garbage truck fell in the hole. We're going to check it out.
Turn to the next page, page 12.
I saw it. It's right in front of my apartment, Ben said. Seriously? Both boys said.
Ben laughed and said, Yeah, there's no garbage truck, just a lot of water.
Come on, let's go check it,
Adam said.
Yeah, come on, Ben, show us,
Mike D chimed in. Ben makes the right decision and continues to his family's meeting place. Turn to page 15 to learn what happens next. Ben thought about the laughs he might have if he joined up with Mike D and Adam to go see the water main break, but he'd already been there. And what was there to see, really? There was no garbage truck in a gaping hole.
I'm going to skip it, guys,
Ben told his friends.
It's not much to see. Suit yourself,
Adam said as the boys bounded off. Ben soon arrived at the elementary school. Volunteers from the after-school program stood at the front doors, along with several people in green cert vests, and some police officers. School personnel recognized Ben and pointed to his sister, who was playing on the playground. Turn to the next page. Ben's sister saw him and came running.
Did you hear? Did you hear? We're sleeping in the school tonight, she said excitedly. Oh yeah?
Ben asked.
Come on, I'll show you. They're setting up cots in the gym.
Ben smiled. The last place he really wanted to spend the night was at his old school, but he was happy to see that his sister saw this as an adventure. After visiting the gym, Ben and his sister went outside where they saw their mother and father coming toward the school. His sister ran to their parents and hugged them.
Did you hear? Did you hear? We're sleeping in the school tonight.
Ben rolled his eyes, and his parents smiled. Sleeping in the gym wasn't ideal, but it was safe. All in all, the situation wasn't so bad. Maybe Ben would write about the story for his next creative writing assignment. Though he'd be sure to add the part about a garbage truck sinking in the hole, and a shark swimming toward Broadway. The end. By choosing the right path, Ben was able to follow his family's plan to stay safe during an emergency. For more information about how to prepare for emergencies, visit nyc.gov/emergency-management or call 311. For video relay service, 212-639-9675 or TTY 212-504-4115. Thank you for listening.